We're pleased now to be joined by Desmond Oliver. He is assistant coach for the Tennessee men's basketball team. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for joining us. I know you got good news with Eve Pons deciding to stay at the University of Tennessee. What do you expect from him this upcoming season?
Well, I mean, one, I'm excited that he's able to make a decision that was best for him and his family, sit down and evaluate it and make that decision to come back to Tennessee. Clearly, his experience, anytime you have a senior that comes back in your program that's won basketball games, played in as many games as he's played in as a freshman, sophomore, and junior, and also went to postseason, it just gives you leadership by example that you might not have with some younger guys throwing out there day one. So I think our team is very lucky to have a guy like Eve back, and certainly his defensive prowess is unbelievable. I mean, he's one of the best defenders probably in the country, which is primarily why the NBA was so intrigued by Eve, is because he takes away baskets. You know, there's a lot of plays last year. You just watch our game against Kentucky at Kentucky. There's five or six plays or more that either he blocked the shot or made it hard for that player to get a good look at a shot that normally in our conference is a dunk or a layup.
How do you think he can improve his offensive game?
I think he has every year. You watch him freshman year, to sophomore year, there's drastic improvements, ball handling and shooting. The one thing I'm watching right now in just a few weeks of us being around him in practice is he's really shooting the catch-and-shoot three-point shot with much more confidence and at a high level. His ball skills have taken another jump where he's able to, make more plays off the dribble. He's a better passer. And certainly, as a finisher, there aren't five guys in America that play better when they're at the rim than Eve Pons.
It's got to be a really good feeling, Coach, and it's great to catch up with you. Sure do appreciate your time. But with Santiago Vescovi, everybody's in town now, right?
Yes, sir.
So what does that mean in terms of just having this group, the, 2020-2021 Vols, having them all together and as moving forward in the right direction, hopefully towards the season that'll go on without any interruption, but just what's it like to have this team together essentially for the first time?
Well, I'm excited that everyone's returned, safe and sound. The fact that we've recruited like we have so many players from different parts of the country and world, that every state's governed differently as far as the guidelines with this COVID that's out there. Everyone, kind of treats it differently. And in Santi's case, certainly he had things going on at home in terms of, workouts and quarantines that it made sense for him to stay where he was and stay put and kind of wait it out a little bit. And now that he's here, I'm excited, one, that he's safe. And certainly – it's always great to be around your brothers, and the guys you go to battle with every day to get better on the basketball court. So I think he's ready to, get back to work here pretty soon and to spend time with his teammates as soon as possible.
As you were talking about the good news that Tennessee received with Eve Pons deciding to return to Knoxville, we saw Admiral Schofield go through the same thing. What do you think it means to an individual that goes through that process, considers the opportunity that's there to leave your name in the draft, finds out a lot about his game, what scouts could be saying, different things like that? How important is that to hear that from some folks other than his college coaching staff?
Well, just talking to Admiral when he came back from that experience the first time, it was eye-opening. I think, one, they realize how talented and how good NBA players are. They realize how tedious the process is as far as the evaluation that the NBA goes through to put you in position to be drafted. And then when you sit down and hear all the information and you realize that there's so many people talking and saying different things, you have to weigh your options, and the options are, well, do I come back and have a chance to win a national championship and know how hard that is, how much time they've put, towards building a program, or do I gamble on myself right now and leave early and leave that 1 year or 2 years of college on the table and start making money? And, again, in each case, they all had, great family members or friends, you know, close to the family that did a great job of mentoring and being there for both, you know, Schofield and even for Eve in his case, to allow these guys to make their own decisions, but be a sounding board to help these young people make the right decision.
Our guest, Des Oliver, Tennessee men's basketball assistant. Coach, what do you like about Victor Bailey's game?
Well, the one thing that I've always loved in general with any guard is their ability to dribble, pass, and shoot. And VJ does that at a high level. I mean, he came to us as a transfer, you know, well-versed at putting the ball in the basket. And to my surprise, the type of speed that he has, he's a tremendous athlete. He's going to develop into one of our best defenders as he, you know, starts to put his mind towards being a great on-ball and off-ball defender. He's just a really super, you know, uber-talented type of player that has a lot of ability. But the one thing our team, I think, is going to value from day one is his ability to put the ball in the basket. I mean, just a tremendous outside shooter and scorer.
So we're talking to Rob Lewis of VolQuest.com the other day, and he told me I could write in stone that Keon Johnson is going to be a starter this year. What do you see out of Johnson that you like?
Well, I mean, he's just a hell of a talent. To sum it up in a nutshell, he's just super, super talented. I mean, and not just, you know, offensively. It's rare that you find guys or you get players who athletically jump off the charts in every aspect, you know, running, jumping, and lateral speed, but who also have a high IQ for the game, a high skill set for the game, with great size for their position. And then you add the fact that defensively they like to take on a challenge and they want to be two-way players. Those are rare mixtures for freshmen. Usually you have first-year guys that come in with some of that and they stay a little longer and they develop that as sophomores and juniors. He's come on board and he has that right now.
Coach, when you look at this very impressive group that joins the Tennessee basketball program this year as newcomers, you've talking about Keon, but also what's it been like to just see how different this path has been with what everybody's been dealing with? They finished their senior year of high school essentially virtually. Takes a while before they get the clearance and the okay to come to campus. So how different has this year been, and has anything changed in regards to working with the team? I guess since we have you guys got full-on workouts, or is it still limited?
Well, I mean, clearly life is different for all of us, right? I mean, certainly mm-hmm. I can't hide that. I mean, nationwide, we're all living differently, and, you know, life's different. Our jobs are different. So there's no difference going on with our program. I mean, certainly it's everything has been unique in terms of how we've approached it. The fact that Santiago just arrived to campus here just a day or so ago just shows you how different this virus has forced us all to live. You know, from a standpoint of our team, though, I do feel like, you know, most of our guys have been here for several weeks, and at the very least, they've had the opportunity to be in a gym with baskets and basketballs, and allow themselves to at least work on the fundamentals of the game, you know, shooting, dribbling, and passing. Whereas in some cases, if they were home, you know, gyms are shut down, you know, guys can't get outside to the parks. Mm-hmm. So that by itself gives you a chance to develop. I don't think it's been a normal summer for our program in the sense of the things that make us special, in my opinion, as a program is no one in America spends more time developing their players than our program. So certainly from that perspective, we've not had the same type of summer where we're able to get these guys, you know, let's say in the spring, have a legitimate, you know, spring of training. So guys are going to get bigger, faster, stronger, and learn more, and then have a normal summer. So it's kind of been up to them to, you know, do stuff on their own at home. And now that they've been here, it's kind of been a crash course of trying to get themselves back in some decent shape and take advantage of the resources that we have here for them at UT.
Tennessee fans had a lot of fun watching John Fulkerson do what he did in the second half of the season of the conference schedule for the Volunteers is, I mean, he just upped his play seemingly across the board, even hit a three, as we all know. What do you think in terms of him picking up where he left off, as well as the addition of somebody who's got the experience of E.J. Anasicki?
Well, personally, I couldn't be more proud of John. I think, you know, Folky's gone through a lot here at Tennessee with his career. I mean, he's been injured and banged up. I mean, certainly he got off to a great start his freshman year, and he looked promising then. Mm-hmm. And then injuries, you know, derailed that development and slowed him down a little bit. And I think he lost some confidence along the way. And our team was different. The need for him was different, you know, 2 years ago. And then last year with those guys being gone, you know, those four guys leaving, I think John was thrusted in a role where he really hadn't had at Tennessee, and he flourished in it. Had we played a little bit longer and had a chance to play in our SEC conference tournament and play a little longer than, you know, than our season projected, I think John was going to put himself in a position if we had more games to be SEC Player of the Year. I think he was playing that well at the end of the season. E.J. Anasicki certainly is special in the sense of anytime you can inherit, you know, you can bring in a, you know, a veteran grad transfer. And I say this, he carries himself like a pro. His mindset is like a grown man who's been playing, you know, pro ball for several years as far as how he trains and how he works. And someone that's averaged a double-double, I mean, he's a double-figure scorer and rebounder. No matter what level you come from, that's pretty impressive. I thought the thing that we lacked last year on our team, the thing that we needed more of, certainly was scoring, but rebounding was a huge need. I think he'll bring that to our team day one.
Our guest, Des Oliver, Tennessee men's basketball assistant. Coach, you mentioned how you weren't able to go through the normal off season and that it was up to the players to do a lot of the conditioning and so forth. Were you pleased with what you saw when these players returned to campus?
Well, every guy was different. I'm not going to lie to you. Some guys came back and they were further ahead in the process than others. I mean, honestly, I was just pleased to see everyone healthy. You know, as a father of two, just happy to see that our, you know, players came back and they were all healthy and their families were healthy and they were excited about being here and really appreciative that our conference, you know, has put their heads together, presidents and ADs, and made it safe, and it's been an incredible process just to get to this point. So everything that we've gotten so far has been a blessing. Our guys, I think they've made the most of a very challenging situation, and I'm encouraged that moving forward, that'll continue to happen.
Do you think this team has the potential to be as good as the team a couple of years ago that won 31 games?
Well, sometimes you put a team on the floor that has the potential to go even further than a team did that may have won more games. I don't know if putting a number on wins makes sense. I just know this team is going to be deeper than any team that we've had here. You know, I don't know, you know, if we have the same type of leadership, you know, like we have with those guys. I mean, Grant and AD were special leaders. Jordan Bone contributed, you know, to that team. Kyle contributed, Lamonte Turner and Bowden. So that team has some veteran guys who have been through a lot of wars. This team, though, from 1 to 13, 1 to 12, I mean, they're deeper from a talent perspective. And certainly I think this team could be playing that last game of the season when it's all said and done. Now, does that mean winning 30 games or you know, in the 20s? I don't know. But we've got potential to do something very, very special here at Tennessee. And a good thing is it might not be a team where you have a first-team All-American carrying you, but one that's got a bunch of answers. Every night, someone different can step up and make plays for you.
Coach, one of the more impressive things to hear, and you talked about how guys handled what was essentially their time off by themselves, and it was up to them to get their work done. But one of our shows had Garrett Maidenwald on, and it was really impressive to hear the work that he did, that just based on what each individual had available to them, if it was a full weight room at wherever they were living, then here is your workout. And then it cycled on down. If you only had free weights, then here was your workout. If you didn't wind up with really any exercise equipment, equipment, then here was a workout for you to stay sharp. What do you think it meant to all these individuals that based on exactly what they had at hand, they had a program for them to stay as physically fit as they could?
I think it means a ton. I mean, certainly it's very important to have guidance along the way, and Garrett does a great job with that. The biggest thing is our culture. You know, our guys know what it takes to win. They've seen it. They've been around great players. They're all hungry to win a national championship, and they're all hungry to have a chance to be the best players they can be. And they know that you can't have any of that without having discipline and having a routine. And just because you can't get into this great complex that we have here at Tennessee and train, they're willing, you know, in almost every case to be creative and go in their backyards, living rooms, and do push-ups, sit-ups. They know that if they're not working, that there's somebody else in our conference that is. You know, so I think that's been our mentality from day one, you know, and why our program has gone from where it has over a short period of time to one of the best in the country. So every player on our team, I think, has that mindset, and I'm excited that they're working as hard as they're working.
I know normally you can't speak specifically about prospects, but I will ask you about class of 23 prospect Dante Oliver. How's he doing?
He's doing fine. As long as that garbage got taken out tonight or last night, and the truck stand by and got it, I'll be a happy man when I get home today.
Everybody's got a role.
He's doing great. He's doing well. You know, the one thing that I have that's helped me as a father is that the game of basketball, you know, generates teamwork and camaraderie. So there's some things I don't have to teach my kids because they're around, you know, greatness. You know, Coach Barnes has been a father figure to me and my kids. Our players, we've gotten lucky in recruiting where we brought in some guys who have just been really, really special people that they grab my kids and they'll work out with Dante. You know, Grant Williams and Schofield, when they were here, grabbed them on a regular basis. So he's kind of, you know, been blessed, and he has one leg up in this because he's being mentored and tutored by some people that most would pay for. You know, so I can't take the credit for him, but I mean, he's doing really, really well. I'm proud of him. He has a long way to go and a lot of work left to do, but so far, so good.
Hey, Des, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. I think I'm going to text you tonight to see if that garbage got taken out just to check on it, all right?
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Des. Des Oliver. Right,
thank you.
Yes, sir. Tennessee men's basketball assistant Des Oliver. Great comments, very insightful. We really appreciate him taking the time to visit with us.
Joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.